Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Prime Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Wow, we are here, Financial Freedom Friday, and we're closing out how to maximize and make the most of a moment. This is like, I don't know, there's a few of these episodes that God would have to land on specific, very, very special days of my life that would take me down a journey of just such gratitude. And on today is my son's 24th birthday, And just to talk about maximizing a moment, and we've come through some very powerful lessons in this series. But on today, we'll review in a moment. On today, God shared with me, and he shared this with me on Monday, and here we are sharing it on Friday, is after all is said and done, you have to learn how to celebrate your rewards. Your rewards are a gift from God. And our scripture is out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. Our brother King Solomon is putting it down for us in this passage. And we have to go to the Lord, because I can tell you that in order to celebrate with the rewards, more than likely prior to the reward was some struggle. But he took us down the path of showing us how to rejoice every day, be thankful for everything, us understanding that life is very temporal. Life here on earth is very temporal. And so we got to go to the Lord here, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, because he has let us know that our life is a vapor. Just for a little bit of time. Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today, because this is a day that you have made. We're so grateful for that command, because your word in the book of Psalms 118:24 tells us so. You're the only one that can say that you've made a day. And each day is a miracle. We want to give thanks to you for giving us another miracle on today. For those under the sound of my voice, we will right now submit unto your Holy Spirit. Let him have his way here like never before. We're so grateful, oh Father God, for the journey that we've all come through, and many of those moments that we should have maximized, we missed. We want to take this moment, this Kairos moment, heaven and earth standing still, and just say we are just so amazingly grateful for your grace and your mercy and your love. Father God, right now, is there are many, many people out here that's having a really hard time maximizing the moment. We want to send our love and allow your Holy Spirit to just wrap his arms around them and give them comfort and strength. And remind them to celebrate. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we know that it won't come without a struggle. So right now we're saying we're thankful and we're grateful even for the struggle, even for the trials, even for the tribulations, as it's building up kingdom character. We're moving forward, oh Father God, to finish strong. As we're keeping our eyes on the assignment that you've given to us, and every gift that you've given us, we're using it to equip your saints to further your kingdom. We want to honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, family. We're here, Financial Freedom Friday. There's so much to celebrate. I know for myself, even though last week I took Savannah, my 24-year-old, we went to L.A., and, you know, birthdays and celebrations change as I have gotten wiser and wanting to make sure that I give my kids the gifts of moving through pain, challenges of life, equipping them with the gifts so that they can now go and equip, you know, their families and other families. And also having that intimate time of having them understand how amazing God has been in our life. You know, when I think about today on this episode, 590th episode. There's no way that episode one, I would know that this moment would have been celebrating 24 years of the life of my son. And I could remember the moment of driving myself to the hospital, delivering him with not a familiar face in the room. The doctor saying, listen, he was only 31 weeks gestation. So the doctor saying he's not going to be that live crying baby. And it wasn't true at all. Drove myself back home from the hospital. And he was there in NICU for a few weeks. And the prayers of God, he was supposed to be in the hospital for at least 2 months. But the prayers of the righteous availed much. And I was a very young mom. And that was a moment that I didn't know I was supposed to be celebrating. I did what I knew how to do, was pray. But it seemed to be a lonely moment. But I can go back in time and remember never feeling alone. Fast forward 24 years later, that same 3-pound, 11-ounce baby is a dad. But in that moment of 24 years ago, there's no way that I saw this moment. I want us to read the word of the Lord, because the work that we have to do is not only toiling for business. The work that we do in the spirit, the work that we do on our minds, dictates the work that we do in the business and our perspective of what we should be rejoicing about. Let's go to Ecclesiastes, family. We're in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. It says, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice, and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. I want you to watch this here. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God to rejoice and do good in your life and celebrate your reward. I need you guys to hear me for a moment, because over these last days, we have been moving forward to close the biggest month we've had in our business thus far. And during that time, I have been stretched and pulled, I tell you, in the spirit, in the natural. And there's so many challenges. And every time we have, there's so many challenges that will be presented to me or faced. And in those specific times is where I have to stop and rejoice and say, you know what, Lord, at least you've given me the gift to acknowledge the gift. Maximizing the moment, most people, even after this series, they will miss it. They don't know how to pause and just say, I'm grateful. Thankful. I want you to know that that is the juice that refuels me. That is where I get that unlimited juice in the spirit to keep going, is from moment to moment. Moment to moment, you can change your mind about your perspective of any moment so you can continue and finish what God has called you to do, and it's to do something much bigger. I can tell you, as we're coming in the queue, last night I went to a benefit. It was a fundraiser. It was called the Beloved Benefit, and it was honoring the work and the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, as well as uniting the city of Atlanta and all of the who's who was in the room for a very good cause, to acknowledge the challenges and the moments that have passed for people to even look at Atlanta as it is. And there was a celebration as well of the life of Dr. King and his push forward and the things that he'd done to push forward, and even his thought processes of, you know, the dream. His daughter, Reverend Bernice King, she was able to give more clarity to some of the things and some of the challenges of the dream. You had the mayor there. You had Steve Harvey was the host. I ran into some really great friends. And grateful for even a friend that even, you know, invited me out. But when I was looking there and I'm looking at the rejoicing and even the opportunity for me to be able to be in a place where I can say I could actually give to something so big, I could actually sow. But if I kept missing the moment, I wouldn't even have anything to sow. I would have stopped a long time ago, family. As we're coming in the queue today on Financial Freedom Friday, you've got to maximize moments so you can keep moving. I wish that there was someone there as a human voice telling me that. The many moons ago and all the challenges that I've been through and the challenges I continue to go through. But because of this, of what we're talking about today, maximizing moments, I keep being graced with the ability to give and keep going. Let's open up the call on this morning. This has been an amazing series for me. I know I'm speaking with a lot of pause because the moments are like so profound of what God is doing right now. It is like miraculous. Within this whole week, the different things that have happened, I just was requested again to speak at the association for network marketing professionals, getting acknowledged to be honored at my church, acknowledged to be on the business board. But when I think about all the moments I had to come through to even move to a place of celebration, it's a miracle. And if we look at these moments as miraculous, we'll change our perspective. Let's talk, family. Good morning, Financial Freedom Friday. We're closing out. We're moving strong. I want to hear, are there any moments that you've had or having that you're now starting to change your perspective? I need to maximize this moment. Good morning, 305, last 4-7833. Good morning, family. Let's come in the queue. Good morning. Can you hear that? 305, last 4-7833. Are you there?
Hi.
A little something. Uh-oh. We're going to go right here. We'll come back. 678, last 4-2172. I think I heard them coming in later. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Sherelle Anderson. How are you?
Hey, I'm amazing this morning. I'm here having to massage Caden's stomach. He started track. He needs me to massage his stomach while I'm on the call. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm gonna say, my mercy, I am stretched to the limit. But I got to be grateful for the moment. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
I am amazing. I'm smiling because you are a multitasking queen, and you do it all so well and with class. And I can see you now rubbing Caden's stomach, and he's feeling better because mommy is there. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to do that and not have to send him off to school hurting. I love that. I love that freedom. And thank you for showing us that freedom like that is so achievable, doing the things that we love to do. So thank you, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah,
my aha moment this month, I was talking about this last night after our meeting. My entire team has seen something like the light. Like the light went off for them. And I am just so amazed to watch after convention, everybody's fire was reignited completely, but not just for themselves. My entire team stepped out of their own way. They began to work as an entire unit, no matter who's and who's downline. Everybody is working to help each other. And to see us as a team, as a unit, flowing in that momentum and velocity that you taught us, I can't help but smile and just say, you know what, this is what real teamwork is about. So everybody is just like, I'm going to worry about myself later, but let me help pull one of my team members up. So it's really like one person says, hey, can someone do a three-way? And five people say, yes, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Not worrying about themselves, mm-hmm. making sure that everybody wins, making sure that everybody has success. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my gosh. It's emotional to sit there and watch. Like, I'm not being pulled every direction. Mm-hmm. Because you taught us to build up leaders, and the leadership that's being proven and shown in our organization is phenomenal. I can't ask for anything more, and I'm just sitting back saying, okay, so being duplicatable, Sherelle, being mentor, Sherelle, Now you're teaching your team to be duplicatable and be, accepting mentorship on a higher level, not just on a regular mediocre level, on a major high level, and it's paying off. And I'm loving the fact that people are now being able to say, you know what, retirement is closer. Like what I told my children that I would do for them is here. I can see it. I'm not stressed out every night. I'm up at night now because I'm building my business and helping somebody else, not because I'm worrying about how I'm going to take care of my family. That is, I love it. And so thank you, because you're pouring out no matter what. I mean, of course, people think that you have like 10 arms and hands. So,
I think they do. I think they think I am like really not human. And I don't know how I can have all these human kids and grandkids if I wasn't. I really am. But you are so right in that standpoint of it's a miracle on how God will allow me to be able to, you know, stretch, like even throughout that. And I'm on my way home and I'm calling leaders in different cities, going through back offices. I mean, even up to nearly 2 a.m. and making sure things are going well, and I'm back at it and take care of my family. But this is a moment, you know, and I look forward to, God willing, you know, after our value month is done, and to get that little Wu-Sai time and everything. And that's how I plan. I mean, if I didn't do even the 888 calendar, I probably would not have planned to spend that quality time with my son before the actual day of his birthday. And then I'm going to be leaving. We got a huge group. They're coming and closing out people, whatever. But then I got to leave and go do a parent-teacher conference, like 30, 40 minutes. And I'm like, I still got to get it done. I got to get it done, right? Because there's no way I can tell my teacher's like, okay, you've been traveling, what have you, we need to see. Okay, cool, let me get in there and do what I need to do. And most people are unable, they get stuck in a moment instead of maximizing a moment. They get stuck in the moment. And then it becomes really the place where they want to be, complacent. I'm sharing with you guys, I share with you snippets of my life, snippets. But imagine if you were there watching the movie. Imagine if you were the main character in the movie. And what I'm sharing with you guys is real. There's been some huge moments. They felt like they were going to wipe me out. Moments that I took as either disappointment. And then after a moment, I said, I can't have any more disparity, because when I saw my son, both of them, after burying one set of twins before this son here, and then I had his brother 2 years later, and then burying another son, and those moments that now I have them as pictures in my mind, propelled me to where I am now. But if I didn't keep going and maximizing the moment, many of you would not even know who a Nicola Smith Jackson is, because I would have quit. I would have thrown in the towel. I know that, but you guys don't know that. But what about you? Who is it that you're stunting the growth of who God created you to become because of not maximizing moments? And so I just want to say, God bless you. I'm so happy to hear the teamwork. Yes, people step in where you can. When I think about Dr. Miles Monroe and the amazing leader he is, he has not sown seeds into other mentees that have created more leaders. There was only one Dr. Monroe, but then he created, because he sowed so much into so many other people, he created dynamic leaders that live by kingdom principles. And I have to do the same thing. His last book you guys can read is called Passing It On. You know, you're not growing unless you're creating more leaders. 305-LAST-4-7833. We're back at you. Are you available? Good morning. Okay, we can't come back. Okay, I don't know your phone. We got to be ready. 513-LAST-4-7-7-7-8. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Vanessa here in Atlanta. How are you this morning?
I am amazing this morning. I'm amazing. I'm going to be getting some things ready here. We got a few more days that we got to maximize. How's it going?
Amen. Well, I know how to adapt, but learning how to maximize each moment is something that I need to learn and that I'm learning. You know, I've learned how to adapt and survive through certain moments, but maximizing is definitely something I want to get stronger in. And I thank you for even posing that question and putting it in my mind. So now I know when the moments come, even the moment that I'm in right now, I can just stop and say, how can I maximize this? Yesterday, I spent the day in urgent care with my daughter, and I don't know what happened. It was just, you know, in a matter of minutes, she just got sick out of nowhere and just started throwing up in the car. So, and then this one woman, I don't even know where she came from. All I had was baby wipes. And this woman came out of nowhere, and she had gloves, bags, spray, everything. And, you know, before I would have been like, okay, thank you, and just let that moment just slip away and not even think to contact her. But I'm going to reach out to her today, and I'm going to, you know, maximize that moment, the chance that I had to meet her, and see if I can sit down with her and find out what she does and see if there's an opportunity for me to expose her to what I do. And so I'm going to maximize each moment. And when I feel like I can, I'm going to always stop and ask myself, how can I maximize this moment? So I thank you for bringing that to light. And that's definitely something I want to strengthen going forward.
That is so powerful. What you shared is that in the moment that you might feel as mayhem, there's always that ram in the bush, something there, someone there to step in. I mean, last night after we were done, we went backstage, and I was able to have a very, very productive conversation with Mr. Harvey. And then reminding him, I was one, we put him in a garment many, many years ago in my prior company. And back then, he's like, okay, wow, you killing it in the game again? And I was like, yes, and we had a quick conversation. So we sat back there a little bit more while the Bruno Mars thing was going on. And just the thing, before I was invited to this event, I didn't even know who Bruno Mars was. Please do not laugh. I did not know. And everybody's like, you don't know, you don't know. I have been listening to the music. Like, I hear it, not listening. It's not on my playlist. But, I mean, I'll hear it out and I'll dance to it, but I didn't know who he was. So neither here nor there. So we're backstage, and then we sat down, and here comes a few of this different celebrities, some of the Housewives and Candy Burris, and then came back there. And so they were talking to us, and I maximized the moment and let them know what I do. And I first did the proper networking, and I even trained my pink mellies on, you know, you're giving a compliment or you're giving something and you're seeing what they need. And I asked her, I'm looking to come down a little bit, so I asked her about her daughter. How did her daughter lose all that weight? What was she doing? And she, you can see she began to get very passionate about explaining to me, so much so that I didn't even need to do a picture or anything. The conversation was so engaging that while everybody is in all their pretense, I came to a place where I knew she was passionate about, and it was her daughter and the weight loss. And then her and her husband began to get into the conversation. They started telling me what the regimen was. So what was she eating? How was she eating? What was she bringing to lunch to school? What did she do? And we all had a very, very powerful conversation. And there was a gentleman sat right on the side, and he said, listen, I need to do what you do. And I told him what we do. We connect the dots between the have and the have-nots. It was so relevant to the event, why we were there at the benefit, empowering people who are disempowered. And even though the event ran over, it was supposed to be earlier, I was supposed to be able to make it to my weekly meeting, I didn't, but I maximized the moment that I made some very key connections. I said, okay, if I leave, I'm going to miss this appointment that I have to speak with Ms. Harvey. If I leave, I'm not going to, but then what I did is I maximized the moment and came out with some huge, huge contact and connection for things to go to the next level. Family, there's always the window to maximize. You've just got to stop missing it. whether it's the tragedy that you're going through that becomes your testimony of triumph. As long as you're still breathing, there's a moment to be maximized. And if you start thinking like that, you'll start winning in many other areas of your life, including your business. People are missing moments and they love to fall into complacency in areas because they haven't gotten this lesson. I know this is something you'll need to go back and listen to again. Some of you all are even missing this moment where you're getting the real deal, Holyfield, on how to win. Stop missing the moments that can be maximized and designed to propel you. I learned that in our training in Money and You. It was called perturbation, saying all of the pressures of life is not there to crush you, but propel you into your purpose. Somebody gotta translate to you your challenges of life, what they're there to do. Propel you into your purpose. So if every time you come up against a challenge and you begin to look at how can I maximize this, how can I leverage this to propel me to the next level, you will find it. You will find it in a swampy, muddy place. And if you're seeking, then you'll ask God, how can I maximize it? I wouldn't ask myself, I'd ask God, how can I maximize it? I need your wisdom to maximize this moment. Guys, plenty of you guys start coming to the queue later on. I'm telling you guys, you got to come to the queue early, but you still have some moments that you've already slowed down the tempo, expecting momentum. Momentum is mass time velocity. And you got to start bringing the momentum to the party so you can start maximizing more moments. Love you guys. God bless you. Let's close out strong. Let's have an amazing weekend.